And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And joining us on the phone from Kingston, Ontario, the general manager of the Ambassador Resort Conference Center. Beautiful property that I visited this summertime, Vinny Ribello. Good day and welcome to Travel World, Vinny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you fellows. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Wow, great property. And for our listeners who may not know a little bit about the Ambassador, why don't you introduce us and tell us a bit more about this beautiful, welcoming, independently owned and operated property that is the gateway to the Thousand Islands.
Absolutely, yeah. First of all, your guests should know where Kingston is, and that's right on the 401. It's in between Toronto and Montreal, and equidistant between the two cities. And the Ambassador is a great establishment that's been here for many, many years, and we've just undergone a major renovation here at the Ambassador. All our guest rooms, our public spaces, and restaurant and indoor water park has all been renovated completely, and it's all spanking brand new, and we feature an indoor water park for the families out there that are traveling. That has a 100-foot indoor water slide, a pool, a splash pad, sauna, steam rooms, weight rooms, all sorts of fun things to do when you're here, just relaxing and taking it easy. And also, as you mentioned, we're the largest conference facility in southeastern Ontario. You know, you don't find anything larger until you get to Toronto, Ottawa, or Montreal. So it's a great place to meet if you want to have a large gathering for a reunion, a conference, a convention. We're the place to meet in Kingston.
Well, certainly that is the case. And I saw people who come for meetings and conferences, and they brought their families because with that water park, they've got something to do. They've got they've got all the activities and events that are going on in Kingston and the Thousand Islands, but they want to come back to a nice, quiet, relaxing place. Hey, great place to unwind at the end of the day in the water park.
Absolutely, it is for kids of all ages. You know, like we have the, like I said, the pool, and for the adults, we have the two luxurious whirlpool tubs, and also a eucalyptus steam room and a dry sauna as well. So you can really relax and enjoy the facilities there as well. And the kids can use the water slide at the same time. So it's fun for the entire family.
And that was what really I enjoyed at the end of my day, because I was only there for one night. I was trying to get as much in as possible touring around Kingston, which is a beautiful city, and we'll talk about that in a minute or two.
Yep.
But my room as well, so quiet. I walked in, and I've downtown hotels in major cities don't have rooms as nice as yours.
Well, thank you very much. We actually did, when we did our renovation, we made sure that we put a lot of thought and effort into making these rooms, as the best we could actually make them. And you're absolutely right. We get a lot of comments like that some of our rooms are some of the best that people have stayed in this area.
You can treat yourself if you're going away for a romantic weekend getaway. Large king size bed. You have the in-room whirlpool, tub, separate standalone shower. There's a little fridge there. This is like, treat yourself, get away, and some great restaurants right on site. You've got a great restaurant, reasonably priced, especially if you've got the family there. You're going to have some good buffets right on site.
Absolutely. So we've got everything for everybody. So if you're coming just for a weekend, just to relaxing, for a couple to relax, you can check into one of our Whirlpool King rooms, like you described. And we also have family rooms as well with two queen-size beds. And we have an assortment of different types of combination suite rooms as well. And one thing that we're proud of is that we're 100% smoke-free. In fact, when we were one of the first hotels in all of Ontario, in fact, all of Canada, to go 100% smoke-free. We've been smoke-free for almost 6 years now.
It certainly tell the difference, because you walk in and nice and fresh smell. The only thing you smell is like the welcoming smell of the indoor water park, and that welcomes you to visit it. And you don't smell the people in the next room smoking a pipe and a cigar and having an all-night game of poker.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's absolutely true. But, sometimes we do have some groups in here that are a bit rowdy every once in a while. We can't control our guests. But for the most part, it's a pretty well, it's a pretty quiet facility. You know, obviously we have some weekends and we have sports teams in the hotel. Like, it's great for hockey tournaments and basketball tournaments and stuff like that. So there are some weekends where it gets quite boisterous in here, and especially during March break when the schools are out and that week-long March break happens, and we're just filled with families here just having a great time. So it gets to be a bit boisterous sometimes, which is not a bad thing either.
No, no, those are people having fun and
That's right. And
enjoying themselves. Now, you've got a sister property. I stayed at it a few years ago downtown, the Four Points by Sheraton. That's also owned and operated by your company.
That is correct, yeah. The Four Points by Sheraton is something that was newly built about a little over 10 and a half years ago, and it's just gone through a major remodel as well, completely renovated all our guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, our ballroom. We just added a new restaurant there about 5 years ago called the King Street Sizzle, which is right on King Street, right on the street front, and it's got a great outdoor patio there as well. And it's just, you know, a 2-minute walk to the Thousand Islands cruise ships, which is just down on the water where the Four Points is situated, just, you know, a stone's throw from City Hall, and just a block away from the waterfront, which is Confederation Basin, where all the boats park. And it's just a fantastic location with some great views out of all the rooms and suites that we have down there. And you know, for a better place to stay when you're downtown, right near the Kingston Market, which is, you know, a block away, and we have the farm fresh foods out there and antique markets out there 2 or 3 days a week during the summer and into the fall. It's just a beehive of activity downtown.
Well, that is what I enjoy about Kingston, because this is a city that has that vibrancy downtown. First of all, the stone buildings you won't see pretty well anywhere else in Canada, locally quarried stone that goes back to buildings of the 1840s, 1850s. And then it is so packed full of shops, restaurants, people out on the street. For the size of the community, hey, this is a bustling place.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we were ranked, I'm not sure, there was a study done that Kingston per capita has more restaurants per capita than most cities in Canada, you know, for our size, you know, when you compare that. You know, obviously, where Kingston was Canada's first capital. People don't realize that. Before it was moved to Ottawa, we were the first capital, and also the home of Sir Johnny Macdonald, Canada's first prime minister, had a home here and, did all his work here from Kingston. So we're pretty proud of that fact that Sir Johnny Macdonald was our first prime minister. This was his home. This is where he hung his hat and did all his work to create Canada. And that's a pretty important part of the history of our city.
And you can go visit his home. It's part of the National Park System, National Historic Sites of Canada. And a very interesting museum that I visited was the Correctional Services of Canada having a museum in Kingston, because it's one of the major industries in the area. And that is fascinating to tour as well.
It's a penitentiary museum, and it's a free of charge to go in. They asked for some donations coming out, but it looks at the whole history of corrections and penitentiaries in Kingston. We have a long history of that. It's probably one of the first places where people were incarcerated was here in Kingston. For some of those Canadians that weren't too good, that's where they came. They shipped them by boat here to the Kingston Pen, and that, you know, Kingston Pen is a historical site as well, and that's a very interesting piece of our history here. And like you said, the restoration of the buildings that we have here, the history that's here, is unmatched in most cities. It's tremendous, and there, a lot of them have great stories about famous people that you wouldn't even think that had Kingston as a connection. You know, sometimes I'm amazed at what I read and see of you know, how many people from Kingston have spread out into the world that had their roots here.
Yeah, very, very interesting city, and of course, two great hotels from which to explore and enjoy a weekend getaway halfway between Montreal and Toronto. Well worth getting off the 401 highway and visiting the Ambassador Hotel and the Four Points by Sheraton Kingston. They can check them out on the internet, ambassadorhotel.com and fourpointskingston.com. We've been talking today on Travel World Radio with General Manager Vinny Ribello. Good to have you with us, and most certainly can recommend to all of our listeners to visit Kingston and your two beautiful hotels. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you very much. One thing we forgot to talk about is Fort Henry, which starting tomorrow night, September the 22nd, and going through October 31st, they turn that into a haunted fort, and they have an event there called Fort Frights, and they can look that up on the internet as well, too. It's a tremendous thing that you go through mazes and stuff, and there's live animatronics, and there's rides and stuff like that. It'll scare the bejesus out of you, let me tell you.
And you'll certainly be glad to get back to your beautiful hotel room.
Absolutely.
And rest your night away. Thanks again, Vinny. Glad to have you with us today on Travel World.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.